Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Welcome to Between the Revs with Brooke in bed.
Yep.
If you've ever wanted to be in bed with Brooke, you need to watch this on YouTube.
Oh, wow. Wow. Here we go.
They watch it and they're like, ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, we really want to see the real Brooke when she wakes up in the morning.
Dude, you should have seen me yesterday. No, was it this morning? Oh, yesterday morning. Oh, boy. I was like... Okay, I don't know where to start.
I know, that's the worst.
I looked in the mirror and I'm like, literally, there's not one thing that's salvageable on me right now.
Not one salvageable thing. Well, no, so I had my halo, my yearly halo last week.
I need mine so bad.
She went to town on me. Like, I mean, you've seen me already swollen and like crazy looking, but it was so much worse than normal. I mean, at one point it was like the whole front of my face just looked like it was hanging off of me.
Is this the laser?
Yes. Laser, yeah. Yeah. So we've talked about it before, Pacific Coast Aesthetics. But yeah, so we, Brooke, you've just done one, right?
Yeah. And I need another one so bad.
I will say after, because I think they say to do once a year or like twice a year if you can, but it's kind of expensive. So for me, I just do once a year. But I have to say, like, this time my skin was so much better than the time before and the time before.
Dude,
so I do think that it's like a cumulative.
It.
Yeah. Well,
my skin needs it bad.
I need it too. I've been saying since the first time you guys did it that I was going to, you know, find somebody around here to do it or go to Santa Cruz and do it with, what's her name? Amy? Anna?
April.
April.
April. Yeah,
that was close.
That was close.
Yeah, you're close.
But I haven't done it yet.
Yeah, it's like, it's definitely like, they'll tell you like, oh yeah, you can just, you know, you're good. Like after a couple of days. No, you are not.
No.
I mean, like if you have any sort of, insecurities, like I do, there's definitely,
you don't leave.
No way. You're going to leave the house looking like that.
I don't
Gina,
really
one of my favorite things.
Anywhere,
is,
so
yeah.
Neither wait, do what, I. Although I was going to say, Gina told me the first time when she sent me a picture, she said, it looks like I had a face transplant gone bad.
That didn't take. It's like they, yeah, it's like kind of like coming off of you and it's not like really moving with the rest of you. I mean, you look like you're wearing a mask out of like a scary movie. I wonder if I, you know what, if I'm brave enough, I could show you video.
I feel like I was with Brooke and she showed me a video of herself, of you,
probably
that you sent to her.
Probably.
And I was like, oh.
Yeah, well, so the hard thing is that the video doesn't really do it justice, but it's not until, so like from straight on, or wait, I'm trying to, I got to get it to pause. It's like, can you see that?
I think that might be my favorite version of you.
Because I'm trying to hold it. It's just like monstrous.
It looks like a Snapchat filter.
One of my cheeks was so much bigger than the other one that I couldn't really see very well because it was like almost obstructing my view. And it just so happened I was supposed to have a hair appointment and it got canceled. And she was like, oh, the only time I can see you is on Friday. I go, oh shit. Well, I'm getting a laser on Thursday. So I don't know. Like it could be a little frightening. And she was like, well, and I still had to work on Friday. So like, I still had to go into work. And so I was like, oh, I really, okay, well, I guess I'll make it. So then that was what I looked like the next day. And I walk in and I'm like, you know,
oh, yeah.
And she has
pick your face up.
Yeah, dude. And she's like, so this girl, Moni, I met her at my son and daughter-in-law's wedding. Super good friend of Morgan, my daughter-in-law's. And Moni's awesome. She does like all the hair and makeup for like all of the 49er, like cheerleaders, the Golden State Warriors, like all this kind of stuff. Right. She always has like the hottest, like cutest girls in her salon ever. And I just walk in looking like, I don't know, Sloth from the Goonies.
Hey, you guys. Baby Ruth. Baby Ruth. Oh, Baby Ruth.
Yeah. So, and then the worst part is that she goes, oh, well, you still look like you. I go,
oh, fuck. You're like, I go, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, you were just saying that to try and be nice.
Yeah. I told her, I go, please don't say that to me again. Do not tell me
she's
that.
Like, she's like, yeah, I take it back.
Yeah, please take it back. Jesus. Yeah, it was bad. Anyway, feeling better now.
Did I ever tell you about the time that I got Botox from a friend that was just learning?
No.
And I got lid ptosis?
No.
The one eyelid wouldn't open?
I've heard of that happening, but I've never had that happen.
My friends at the gym got me a sloth with Baby Ruth.
Stop it.
Yeah. I would wear my hats really tight to try and pull my eyelid open.
It lasts, I was going to say, because what are you?
3 months.
Yeah, I was going to say, because what do you do?
It has to wear off? It does. I ended up getting they're like glaucoma drops that help like temporarily. So if I was like to go out in public, I could put the drops in and they'd last a couple hours and they'd help a little bit. But she's like, I seriously wore my hat super tight to like pull that eye open.
Devin's like out talking with somebody and they're starting to wear off and her eye just starts blinking shut like those dolls that when you lean them back, yes, their eyes open up.
Yes.
So you sit them, like a broken open, one. Like one of them's like,
oh my god.
So it was in 2017 and I was doing the CrossFit Open or whatever 17.2 and it was burpee box jump overs. It was like 100 of them or something. I don't really remember the scheme, but at the end I got tired and I landed on the side of my foot and dislocated my ankle and had like a grade 3 sprain too. So I had a lid ptosis
and a limp.
With my limp. I had to go to Vegas for a wedding and I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna be drunk the whole time. And I was like,
oh my gosh, that's so funny.
I have a couple of pictures.
I was going to say, I probably, if I had like a lazy eye like that, I'd probably wear an eye patch. Yeah.
I think I kind of have a lazy eye.
You think you have a lazy eye?
Not a lazy eye, but like
Is it your right one? It looks totally normal.
But for real though, I have hooded eyelids. That's like, it runs in my family.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden my right one has gotten extra hoodie.
Oh, you got a sagger.
Yeah.
And a sagger. That's all right.
What do I do about it?
Oh, you just, I don't know. You get some Botox in there.
Yeah.
Tape it up.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, no hey, one man. Is supposed to be the same on both sides. What do they call that? Symmetrical?
Yeah.
Symmetrical is so like a decade ago.
Yeah, who wants to be symmetrical?
Nobody wants symmetrical.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody.
We all fucking lopsided.
No.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Did you see it?
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's probably the first.
Probably had to hear it like five or six viewer. Times.
So I have had this situation where there was a person that was like chronically like
stinky.
Yeah. And everybody in the class knew it, and they try not to be partners or be next to them. And it was like, it got to the point where it was like, do we say something?
I know.
Or like, is it his breath? Is it his body? Like, we're not really sure. But do you think that people are unaware?
Yes.
Or do you think they just don't care?
I think that they're used to their smell.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead, B.
I was going to say the same thing. Ain't that they are used to it. They're probably aware of it because they've been told it so many times, but like not aware of it enough to like take any extra precaution.
It's funny that you brought that up, Devin, because I've been having some, my sister Michaela and my older daughter Kylie have been going to hot yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Super into hot yoga, super stoked for them. Cause like they finally like, cause they don't, you know, they just work a lot. They don't really work out or anything. So they found something that they really love. And so there is a guy that works out there that has lost quite a bit of weight,
mm-hmm.
but a pretty big guy. It's hot yoga, so a lot of people aren't dressed in a lot of clothing. So he wears
sweaty.
Yeah, very, mm-hmm. very little clothing. So he's only wearing like bottoms and then like, you know, no shoes, socks, no shirt. Well, he's sweating so profusely that since he doesn't really have any clothing on, it's not absorbing, so it's just flying everywhere.
Oh, no.
And the smell that he has is, so they had been talking about this, and that, and the thing is like, they're like, we don't want to sound like mean people,
mm-hmm.
you know, because like, that's not what it is. It's not about being like assholes in high school where you're like, that guy's, you know, a smelly guy or, you know, whatever. It's like literally so offensive that people are having a hard time. And, you know, hot yoga is so stifling, right? So you're already like having to breathe really deeply, doing like that meditation breathing.
Right.
And this guy smells so bad that people will not be next to him. So that means there's like a full class and mm-hmm. people will leave because they right. can't take it anymore. Right. And so I kept hearing about this, and Kylie was like, Mom, what do I do? She's like, am I an asshole if I write in to like the owners or whatever? And I said, no, I don't think so. I said, honestly, excuse me, I feel like the teacher probably has to know. I mean, they're in the same class, they can smell mm-hmm. it, right? Mm-hmm. But I think that people just don't quite know how to deal with it. And so Kylie wrote this whole long, like very respectful letter saying like, you know, I want to be all inclusive. I, you know, hopefully, you know, anybody that is there to work out and, you know, to be better, blah, blah, blah. But it's just extremely offensive. So I'm not quite sure at what point, like what do we do,
mm-hmm.
you know? And nothing's happened. They got back to her with like this really nice email, but I actually went with them the first time, the only time, and he was there. And I got to tell you, he smells awful. Hmm. And it's almost like mildewy.
Like from under like, cheese?
Like bomb water. Ew. Gross. No, it's almost
like that's Amanda cheese is something
else. Oh my God. I can't even listen to you guys say that. That's so gross to me. I don't know why.
Amanda cheese. I have some stories from the ER about Amandas.
Oh God. I don't want to know.
I don't either.
Oh God.
I kind of do, but I don't.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. No, I, But no, he smelled like really, really bad. Like I can understand how bad. But well, anyway, already, go ahead, Bae.
I was gonna say, already in that environment, it's a smelly environment. You know, like all that sweat that goes into, like, if you don't bring your own yoga mat, then they have their yoga mats there that once you're done using it, you spray it and wipe it, you know, and they like take it through. But if there's any carpet anywhere in the building, people are sweaty and they walk on it. It's going to be smelly, like dirty feet and mildew. That is hot yoga.
Well, that's the other thing. He has extremely, oh my God, this is so mean, but it's true. He has these extremely, I think fungal feet. So like if you're, they're bad. It's just really bad. It's the whole thing's bad. So yeah, that's a really hard situation, but I do think that to make it a good environment for all of your patrons, you have to have, as a business owner, you have to have those really uncomfortable conversations. Right. And we've kind of gotten on, not gotten on Daniel for it, but like Daniel would do these, it's not passive aggressive, but I mean, kind of like when you're rapping about it, but you know, he's doing his whole series on, you know, all sorts of kind of like funny, weird little gym things. So he's been doing like one a week or something. You know, like the people that don't put their shit away, or the people that, you know, want their spot, or so, yeah. So there was the body odor one, but he'll do this thing where someone will complain and then he doesn't want to go straight to the person. So he does like, he'll announce in every single class, like, hey, we want you all to remember to be using your deodorant. And it's so funny, 'cause you see like all these people who are not the sneaky people going like this, like, is it me? Like, like everybody thinks it's them. So, but yeah, I think you just have to talk to the person directly.
Yeah. I just thought Daniel's way of doing it was really creative and, you know, not calling anybody out, you know, in particular. I thought it was a really cute way to do it.
It was. The problem is that who we were talking about this. Whoever people is, that are stinky aren't getting it.
Man.
Yeah. They're probably like, man, I wonder who doesn't put deodorant on.
Right. Right. Seriously. But you know, I have to say, like, I mean, you know me, I'm always like smelling like that one armpit. Like every once in a while I'll get like a weird, it smells like, what do I always say? It smells like mildew.
Chemicals. Mildew and chemicals.
Chemically smell, like in one armpit. Weird. Anyway, but there's definitely been times, and I think I've talked about this before, like where I have terrible breath. But you know, like you can't always smell it yourself.
Yep.
But yeah. I was talking like in a group of people, and I was like, dude, somebody's got some rank breath. Like every time, like I was just like, woof, like that's bad. It was like poop. It was me. I swore it was me. Because I mean, I think it was me. I don't know. It was just like, I realized every time I was the one talking, it would smell after. I was like, oh shit. I mean, literally, I'm like, shit. I think that's me.
That's me.
So I went and grabbed some gum. But yeah, it's like, you know, sometimes you just don't notice it.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of that? I guess that in like an insult about stinky breath, you ask the person, what happened to the cat? And they say, what? You go, the cat that died in your mouth. Yeah. Or the shit in your mouth.
The cat that shit in your mouth.
Yeah. I was going to say.
How's your cat? What cat? Where'd the cat that shit in your mouth?
Where'd the cat go? What cat? What shit in your mouth?
That's so nasty.
Oh my gosh.
Well, it's been me apparently. At least I'm pretty sure it was me.
I'm sure it's been all of us at some point.
I don't know, man.
Brooke's like, not me.
No, definitely.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever smelled either one of you.
Thank God.
I mean, honestly, I can't think of like the fact that I've ever smelled any of my friends, really. Brooke's like, I wish I could say the same.
No, I've smelled myself.
Brooke's like, I know I've smelled both of your asses many times. The sensitive nose.
Oh no. That's like, yeah. I mean, we definitely like been like, don't go in the bathroom.
Right.
Whoa.
What's,
we're
like, what's that?
I had gluten last night. Sorry. Oh, yeah.
What beans?
Yeah, about that. What's that? The witches, the old movie Is it called the witches?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And when they're sniffing first, their nose is all big.
That's remember they did like no remember because we watched the redo of it.
Yeah,
it was so good. I think it had was it Emma Stone in it or something.
I think remember. That the main character was that blonde actress. What's her name?
Roberts.
No, what's her name?
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, look it up. People are like, we don't care.
Oh, I want to say Charlize Theron.
No way.
For some reason, that's what I want to say, but it may not have been her.
It's like, I feel like I would have remembered if it was.
The Witches of Eastwick or just.
No. No, Witches of Eastwick is like Michelle Pfeiffer, okay. Cher. That was a great movie.
Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway. You're right. Anne Hathaway.
Kristen Chenoweth. Is the blonde
Chenoweth? Yeah, no, that was a cute movie.
I've never seen it.
The Witches.
Yeah, it looks cute.
You ever saw the old one?
Oh, the old one's old great one, too.
Old one's the best.
Maybe I'll watch that tonight.
It's really cute. Really cute. You know what I'm watching right now? That I think was I talking about this before? The Mayfair Witches?
Yes. I watched that.
God, it's really so cheesy film.
Oh, it gets really cheesy.
God. I think I was talking about it before.
So many times I just want to tell her, like, you know, it's when she's going throughout and she's, like, trying to find stuff, but she's, like, super resistant. She's, like, all this weird shit's happening, but she's, like, running away from anyone who's, like, trying to give her information.
Everything's, like always such a thing. Like, everything's, like, so overdone. Like, she's like the most stressed out, scared. And I'm like, dude, you're supposed to be a fucking witch.
They picked the right actress for that because she just does have a stressed out, scared look.
No, but I've read all the Anne Rice books. She's not supposed to be like that. I think she's terrible for that. Yeah, Alexandria Daddario, you're gorgeous, but man, that's not great. It's not a great role for you. She is gorgeous. Those blue eyes. Big old titties.
Oh, them titto biggies?
Little titto biggies?
I don't know anything about that life.
Mine are just, well, yeah, the fatter I get, the bigger they get. It's weird how that happens. I was going to read this. A couple people wrote in. Okay. This is from Natalie. She goes, ladies, concerning the chocolate story of falling asleep on chocolate and sleep eating peanut butter spoons, etc.
Mm-hmm.
I shit you not, I did this in 2019. This is so good. Except I wore the clothes I slept in to the gym where my husband worked. I did not realize until I went to the shower room and saw I had what looked like poop all over my back and ass. Luckily, I went very early in the morning and there weren't many people, but I do think people had to have seen it. She goes, why are you ladies so relatable? The struggles are real. Love you all. Thanks for the show. It got me through the pandemic and eventually led me to keep following Brooke and joining the Naked Training app. Much love and respect, Natalie. Yay. Thank you so much, Natalie. That's freaking hilarious.
Yeah. makes me feel good too, you know?
Right?
It's not just me.
Yeah, definitely not. I love the fact that she got up and like went to the gym. I've so done that. Like went to the gym in the clothes you slept in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we got another one. This is from Shay. Says, hello there. Hey guys, I tried to write last week, but I don't think it went through. Just wanted to say thanks for always being true to you 100%. You inspire me to be myself and help me bust out of this depression episode I've been in lately. You give me the laughter I need and remind me life sucks sometimes, but always try to look for the positive good things. Laughter is life's medicine and you give that to me every time. Look forward to your next episode. I just thought that was so sweet.
That's so
thanks,
cool.
Shay.
Thank you.
Yeah, because believe us, we feel the same fucking way.
Yep.
To burst out this depression episode. Same.
term.
Yep.
God. Just gotta laugh at it. Okay. This one. Working out after an injury. Hi, I have a question about working out after an injury. I cracked my femur playing soccer about 2 years ago. And between, I know, femur, isn't that the biggest bone in your body?
Yeah.
Dang.
It's thick.
Yeah.
About 2 years ago, in between waiting for surgery recovery and getting cleared, it's been about 2 years since I've been able to work out consistently or with any intensity. I used to be able to RX just about everything in CrossFit. Oh, well, whatever. And now I can hardly make it through a workout at home. In the meantime, I started grad school and stopped working full time. So even though I'm cleared to go back to CrossFit, I can't afford it until I graduate this summer. I've gained about 30 pounds and I'm super discouraged. I'm 25 and feel like I should be in the best shape of my life. I've never been in charge of my own fitness or nutrition, always had coaches. So I don't even know where to start on my own. I was wondering if you guys had any advice on how to get back into working out and nutrition, especially since I know Brooke has had to take some time off for surgery recovery. Thanks. Love the podcast.
Naked training program. Would you like me to tell you why? Well, of course I will. Well, we have at home body weight, at home dumbbell. We have a daily program that you can do dumbbell, you can do lifestyle, you can do athletes, you can kind of start really, really low volume and then add stuff in as you feel better. And I'm speaking from personal experience because that's where I'm at right now. I'm doing dumbbells. I get super sore with the dumbest shit. And I went to the gym today and I did like a lot more volume than I've been doing, but I still scaled a lot of stuff and changed things. And then as soon as I was done, my trap, my neck, everything was locked up. Like, and that's kind of, it's good. It just sucks. Recovery absolutely sucks. And what I tell myself is like, you pay to play, and a stronger body is going to be a healthier one regardless. But with doing anything active, physical, whatever it is, you will deal with aches and pains and tweaks, because unless we're putting all of our effort into trying to pay attention to being well-rounded and stretching and mobilizing and, you know, opposition muscle-wise, like if my hips are tight, well, I gotta loosen up my glutes. I gotta make sure my hamstrings aren't super tight. I gotta make sure my quads aren't tight. All these things. It can be a full-time job. So when you are going to school or you have a full-time job and you're just trying to be healthy and like be happy and fit in your pants and feel good, you know, and feel sexy and all the things, we don't always do every single thing that you could do in order to make sure you're the healthiest possible when it comes to training. But with a program like mine, I don't know a bunch of the programs, but I will tell you that this one is the freaking bomb. And there really is something for anybody, especially utilizing the at-home body weight and the at-home dumbbell program, because it doesn't give you don't need much equipment and it will ruin you.
Yeah,
it will. It has the ability to like really put you through it, but it's all relative. And there's tons of ways to like start out for a while, really low volume, keep like the different moves you're doing more simple, bodybuilding type moves too, like accessory work. We have lots of good accessory work in there. And then as you're feeling better, you can add more in, you can jump out of your dumbbell program and get into a different program. If you want to like see what that day looks like, you can follow the live program, do the dumbbell version. But if you want to maybe see what else they've got going on, you can just switch over to like the lifestyle version, which then you'll have like barbell moves and other things like that. Plus, you can choose conventional or functional. So you're training at a conventional gym or a functional gym.
Also,
welcome to the program.
Well, they also have the macro guidance as well.
Oh, yes, and then obviously there's nutrition help.
The nutrition mm-hmm. help as well.
Well, and I can imagine like, oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and the community on Facebook is fantastic, and you can ask any questions you want and you will get all kinds of feedback. Everybody's super active, including Brooke, and including Sunny. She's on there too. And they give all kinds of, you know, guidance on whatever you're asking.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It's a really cool community to be part of.
I think it's always frustrating too. I mean, like to say,
you have to be careful too, like to say like, I'm 25 and I feel like I should be the fittest that I've ever been. It's there's a lot of people that go through that, the ebbs and the flows and the ups and the downs of, you know, weight gain or not being as fit or whatever, you know, especially when you have something like full-time school and jobs and all these other things. It doesn't mean that there are some people out there that have that, that still are, you know, make certain things a priority, but it really is just about making certain things a priority.
Right.
Yeah. And
yourself some grace too.
Right. And yeah, absolutely.
From a huge injury.
Absolutely. Yes.
And being 25, you might as well just learn this right now. It's just an ebb and flow.
Yeah.
Of ups and downs. It's just what it is. And it absolutely blows. Okay. It does. It sucks when you're on the down on your
when you're on
you're the downside, or it sucks when you're climbing up that hill.
Yeah.
So, I'm 33 and I've got a new herniation in my neck and I can't train the way I used to at all. And it absolutely sucks. And I do one day of training, nothing crazy. And then I'm locked up. So,
but I do
it
think
it does suck, but you will be okay. But like they said, give yourself grace and don't feel really like if you have to take a lot of like doing the dumbbell program, try not to look at it like, oh man, I have to do this because I can't do the other stuff, but the other stuff is the cooler stuff. It's more advanced. No, dude, any type of training program, all of it's hard. Regardless of how advanced the moves are, all of it is, because to get the stimulus that you need to have a transformation or make some changes, it's not really, well, it is what you're doing, but it's not really what you're doing. If I'm going to do back squats, but on the program, we've got just some dumbbell squats, you just hold them on your shoulders. Well, I may not be using a barbell, but I can move at tempo. I can up my reps and I'm going to get as much work as I need for there to be some sort of, you know, transformation or, you know, muscle breakdown and rebuild in my body. And you're still going to have results. So that part should excite you. And when I'm not able to do the things that I used to be able to do, or I'm out of shape and I get back into training and it doesn't take as much for me to like kind of put me on my ass. On one hand, I feel a little bit embarrassed, but on the other hand, I'm like, well, shit, I'm getting a lot done in a little amount of time. It used to take me hours to do this. Now I had to do them 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Efficient.
Efficiency.
Efficiency.
Yeah. Really just don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah.
The fact that she's in grad school and recovering from a major injury and still wanting to work out and be fit is impressive. And if she's doing something, you know, a few times a week to accomplish that, then, you know,
I agree.
Good for her.
Good for you, Caroline. I never know if it's Caroline or Carolyn, one or the other.
Yep. All right, you guys. So I'm in Austin. Well, where am I right now? Technically in Round Rock. I'm in Austin, Georgetown area. I'm here shooting pistols, getting ready for to do a USPSA match. Not doing one yet, but I am doing a local competition this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Kind of nervous about it, yeah.
Okay.
Other than that, I am absolutely exhausted right now. Went to the gym this morning. Jumped in on other people's program and I scaled things and changed things up, but I still did a lot and then changed my clothes, drove out to the range, an hour out to the range, and then spent the day outside shooting in the hot sun. I got sunburned and then I got to a hotel and my brain is firing at half power. And I need to find dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's snowing here.
I've seen pictures.
Dude, crazy.
It has snowed here too, Gina.
Right? Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I saw your story.
Yeah.
It was so bizarre I mean, anybody's like, okay, weird, it's snowing. It's like, no, if you've, I was like born and raised here in Santa Cruz County in California, and I've seen snow like maybe like twice. And it's never been like it is. I woke up the other morning and I walked outside and it was like I was in the snow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. That's how it's been here too. Today yeah. we only got rain and hail. We haven't gotten snow again yet, but I think tomorrow we're supposed to.
Yeah. Look at this. That's my deck.
Oh,
oh shit.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah. And you're on, you're like, you know,
I'm low.
What's your,
I don't know what my elevation is. Level. I don't know. I have no idea. But like, we literally, we had snow on the beach.
Yeah.
On the freaking beach. Crazy. Yeah. And then we went, yeah, they closed down 17 the other day and we had a show to go to in the city. So we went like an alternate route and we're coming back at like 10:30 at night driving through and they had to use snow plows to completely clean up 17. And it was like driving through Tahoe, like big old snow banks on either side. Crazy. And people are always like,
it's theory about this.
Brooke. It's the, oh, what is it? The end times?
No, it's weather seeding.
Oh, no, it is.
Oh, I don't know what that is. Pretty,
they've been modifying our weather for years.
Oh yeah. Shit. Okay.
No, they have. You can look it up on, you can look up articles about it, which is like so funny. They can literally create rain clouds. Yeah. It's like people have droughts and they're like, you're on your own.
Yeah.
Well, I just, I don't, you know me, I don't believe anything I read or see, but I will say this.
Science?
What?
You saw snow.
What do you mean?
I said you don't believe science.
I don't believe in anything. What are you talking about?
I believe in these.
Oh, I believe in those. Yeah, no, I don't believe in shit. No,
hey, I found dinner.
There's some gummy bears.
Those are
dinner.
So good, though. Those are the best gummy bears there are.
They didn't have a smaller bag. I got like the Costco size bag. I'm like, this isn't gonna be good. I'm a nighttime snacker. Oh shoot.
She's like, Caroline, this is how you should eat.
Caroline, no.
Put down the gummy bears.
No one's here to take them away from me.
Anyway, all right. We will end on that. I don't believe in anything, and you're eating gummy bears.
I'm eating, you know what? Yeah. You know what? Actually, nope. I'm done. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
We're not going to do it.
Thanks for listening, guys. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe.
5-star rating, 5-star warning.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, bye. That's it. That's it, ladies. Bye, friends.